What's going on, Blue Jays fans? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Jays as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss, and pleased to be back hosting another show of Locked On Blue Jays. Of course, you can find all my work at Weiss Sports on Twitter. You can see me on Sportsnet, ESPN's The Undefeated, Complex, Toronto Star, as well as play-by-play for Saga 960 AM Radio. Busy episode on this Friday edition of the podcast. Of course, the Blue Jays lost 7-2 against the Minnesota Twins. We're going to start with the crazy fifth inning, which resulted in a lot of injuries and really blew the game out of reach for the Blue Jays tonight. Then we're going to go into the suspension to Ryan Borucki, what's going to happen with that, and of course, Charlie Montoyo also getting a one-game suspension as well. And then a look ahead into the second game of the series and why I think it's coming down to almost a must-win game for this team and some of the things that I'm a bit concerned about with the Blue Jays, what I saw tonight that might be becoming a bit of a trend. Very concerning with the Jays, of course. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. Okay. As I said off the top, the Toronto Blue Jays lost the first game of their series against the Minnesota Twins 7-2. Steven Matz was on the hill tonight. Again, of course, Matz was coming into this game looking pretty good, and he had a win against the Minnesota Twins last week, but tonight just did not have his normal stuff. He just did not seem to be having that command on the mound like we know of him. He obviously got out of the game pretty early in this one, but the fifth inning was where things just went from bad to worse with the Toronto Blue Jays. Of course, it started with Randall Grichuk stepping on Lourdes Gurriel Jr.'s hand, which then, of course, forced him to leave the game. He then, of course, went to get x-rays. They were negative. And he had stitches in his right middle finger. But still very concerning, nonetheless, when you lose someone like Lourdes Gurriel Jr., who got an RBI tonight, he's been hitting so well in September, to lose someone like that, just not good. When you think that was bad, Thomas Hatch. Now, of course, the Blue Jays brought Thomas Hatch back from injury. This is someone that's had a really rough year in terms of the injury bug. He comes back and he's not himself. He can't find the strike zone. He's throwing a lot of pitches high, change up over the plate. Just not his normal self. And he threw one pitch in the bottom of the fifth and then he just looked uncomfortable. Trainers came out. He left the game, and it's discovered that he left with some hamstring discomfort. Julian Merriweather comes into the game at that point, and Nick Gordon delivers a three-run homer, and the Blue Jays couldn't really recover from that. That's concerning to me. And when you look at that situation, I think with Lourdes Gurriel Jr., you can't afford to lose a guy like him. With the type of September that he's having, and I've talked about this on previous episodes of the pod, he's hitting with confidence. The way where he is in the lineup is just so effective, coming behind the power of Vlad and Bo and Teoscar and how well they're doing. And to lose someone like that, I mean, look, these sorts of injuries are so strange, right? Like, it doesn't feel like a lot, but when you have stitches on your finger, who knows what's going to happen? It's not good. And I just think that tonight, that's when things started to unravel for this team. And it just felt like the Twins were just waiting for that moment to strike. I mean, Steven Matz had to get out of jams. Thomas Hatch had to get out of jams. And then finally, Julian Merriweather comes in And Julian Merriweather is not the same Julian Merriweather of old in April. And he gives up a 3-run homer. It's just not good. It really is not good. And I just think with this team right now, I don't know if the Rays series has sort of stymied them. But this is a team with the Minnesota Twins that has nothing to play for. They have nothing to play for. And these injuries are coming down left, right, and center at the worst possible time. Look, Thomas Hatch is an arm. He's an arm in the bullpen, and we saw last year where when his stuff is on, it can be quite effective. But clearly he's not back to where that Thomas Hatch was last year. And it's hurting the Blue Jays. And now with Lourdes Gurriel Jr., who knows how long he'll be out. If you lose him in the outfield, I mean, that affects your defense. And let's face it, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has been very effective out there in the outfield on defense. So it just feels to me like the Blue Jays right now are just not what they once were a few days ago. And even after the Rays series, I was like, okay, you lost to a good ball club. You lost to a team that is one of the best teams in baseball, best team record-wise in the American League. But things aren't going right for this club. And I'm a little worried because this could prove costly to this team. And Gurriel's been the most valuable player on the Blue Jays this month. In 22 games, he's batting .364, 7 homers, 6 doubles, 2 triples, .426 on base percentage. He has been the spark for this offense. He has 30 RBIs in September, tying him for the most in franchise history for a player in September. And when you lose that, it hurts. And it hurts for a team that tonight went 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Where have we seen this image before? We saw it in the Rays series, where this offense is just one-dimensional and not delivering. When they're on, this offense is one of the best offenses in baseball, and everyone knows that. If you watch this team game in, game out, we see it. We saw in the two games where the Blue Jays came back against Oakland and Baltimore. We know what this offense is capable of, but I'm concerned that the offense is slipping back to old habits. And it's been streaky, let's be honest. I mean, we saw in August what this offense was. It could not get any runs. And when that happens, you're not going to win many ball games. So that's where the Blue Jays are at right now. They're at a point where one of their hottest hitters is injured. It's a guy who's had injuries in the past. We don't know how this will impact him going forward. If he'll miss games, if he comes back, is he going to be good? I mean, look, George Springer's back from injury, and he's been ineffective. You don't want that for Lourdes Gurriel Jr. The first half of the season was defined by injuries, and I'm concerned that the second half is going that way too. And Thursday night was just a microcosm of that with Gurriel leaving and Hatch leaving. And no disrespect to Thomas Hatch, but Luis Gurriel Jr. is putting together a September for the ages for a team that is trying to push for the playoffs. They need his bat and they need his defense. And now they may lose both. Ryan Barucki, he came into the game tonight. He is appealing a suspension for throwing a pitch that hit Kevin Kiermaier in the Wednesday game at the Trop, which seems to still be lingering over this ball club. We will talk about that and much more. But first, let me talk to you about NetSuite. Slow is just right if you're on vacation. A sloth or describing QuickBooks. More like SlowBooks. It sucks you in and slows you down with manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. Because NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. Head to netsuite.com/lockedon right now. Get special financing at netsuite.com/lockedon. That's netsuite.com/lockedon. Let me talk to you about Built Bar. And did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There truly is something for everyone. You know what my flavor is? It's definitely raspberry. But if you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. The thing about Built Bar flavors is that it's healthy too, in addition to the best taste. I mean, you're getting 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off at built.com. All right, so before the game, there was a lot of conversations and chatter about Ryan Barucki, and rightfully so, because Barucki, of course, planked Kevin Kiermaier on Wednesday in the Trop. It sort of was the climax, if you will, of Carbgate, which we have talked about on this podcast, and we're not going to relitigate again because I think all Blue Jays fans know. But the question coming into Thursday was going to be about the length of Ryan Barucki's suspension. Now, to a lot of Blue Jays fans' surprise, what came down first was Charlie Montoyo gaining a suspension. Now, this wasn't mentioned a lot on the broadcast, and it wasn't mentioned at all in the TL. In fact, if anything, Charlie Montoyo was the most calm out there. Pete Walker was the most animated one, if you can recall. But Ryan Barucki was going to get suspended, and coming into the game, it was going to be dependent on how many numbers it was going to be. Well, Major League Baseball made a decision, and it was 3 games. Now, Barucki, of course, appealed the suspension. That's why he was in the game tonight. No, probably in these situations, he'll probably decline the appeal eventually, accept the suspension, and move on. Look, people are still talking about Carbgate. And I made my thoughts on Cardgate pretty clear on this podcast that I think it was blown out of proportion. I think it's ridiculous that a player needed to be hit by a pitch for that. It was bad, yes. But did it warrant what Ryan Barocki did? No. But really, it isn't up to me, in my opinion. It's about what the Blue Jays players think. And when you hear Sportsnet's Arash Madani talk about it, of course, he's at the ballpark in Minneapolis. And when he's talking about how some players are pro Ryan Barocki, what he did, saying that it had to be done, to some players saying we've already turned a page. But the question is, though, will it help this team, what they did to Kevin Kiermaier? I mean, look, Ryan Barocki is someone who has struggled. There's questions about where he fits into this lineup. And maybe he felt like this is the way I can contribute. But let's be honest to ourselves, Blue Jays fans. It may have felt good in the moment, and it may needed to be done. But this is a ball club that is on the outside looking in. At one moment last week, they were pretty solid. I mean, they were a game and a half up on the Yankees, solid in a wild card spot. And in fact, not even 2 weeks ago, they were the number one wild card team. And people were talking about, oh, this game's going to be at Rogers Center, the wild card game, and it's going to be fantastic, and we're going to line up our pitchers so we have our best guys for the potential wild card game. There was a lot of talk about that, and there was a lot of excitement, and rightfully so, because this team is incredibly exciting when they play well. But something changed, and it just felt like, to me, this situation is very different, like I said before, compared to a guy hitting a batter. Right, I remember in 2015, I go back to the series against Kansas City in August where tensions were high. The Royals were throwing pitches at the Blue Jays hitters. And let's be honest, I think that's fair play to then retaliate, right? But there's other ways to retaliate in this sort of situation. And there was a game, I think last night, it was the Marlins and the Nationals. And one of the Marlins hitters, he hit a home run. And he, you know, I think it was earlier in the season. He, you know, he really sort of, you know, did a little dance at the plate and really showed up the pitcher. Now, that Nationals pitcher could have, you know, beamed this Marlins hitter. But no, that Nationals hitter, pardon me, pitcher, just struck him out next time and trolled him with the same dance that the Marlins player did. I think that's more effective in that scenario because it's all about winning. Right? None of this extracurricular buzz and talk about suspension and all this. Because the Blue Jays lost their manager. I mean, I know Blue Jays fans are quite divided on Charlie Montoya, but they lost their manager for a game. And they lost an arm. So what was gained in all this? I mean, that's for the Blue Jays players to mull over. And sure, that page of the book is closed. Probably until the Rays and Jays meet again, perhaps. But now it's about winning. It's about finding ways to win. And the math is, this is a Blue Jays team that needs 6 to 7 more wins. That's what they need. 91, 92 wins are going to get you into the wild card game. That's what needs to be the focus right now. Game 2 of this series will start on Friday night. We're going to talk about that coming up. But first, let me talk to you about betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Now finally, let me talk to you about DirecTV. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. All right, welcome back. The Blue Jays. Look, I know Blue Jays fans were not happy on the TL Thursday night. Not a lot to be happy about when you record just 2 runs on 11 hits. Not good. And I think the talk about this series with the Twins was lining up the pitchers. I mean, you know, there'd be no bullpen game in this situation. Now, the first game did not start out well. And let's be honest, the last 2 starts, the Blue Jays have not had good starts from their starting pitchers. And that's concerning. And I said this on the last episode of the pod. Depth pitching is an issue right now. And the thing about this Blue Jays team is when the pitchers are doing well, when the hitters are doing well, they are electric and they're very tough to beat. But when things aren't going well, what happens? And we saw it tonight again, similar to the bullpen game, where when you have to go to guys like Thomas Hatch or Julian Merriweather, it is not good. And look, Julian Merriweather is not the same Julian Merriweather what we saw in April. I mean, whoever that guy was, he's gone. So, Charlie Montoyo has his hands full. Especially if one of these starting pitchers who are supposed to go 5-6 innings. What happens when they're not doing well? It's not good. Because I don't think the Blue Jays have many guys right now that can come in, give you a few serviceable innings before you go to the Tim Mazas of the world. I mean, is Anthony Castro a guy? I mean, he didn't give up any runs on Wednesday against the Rays. But again, I mean, who knows if he's a guy? So, the bottom line is that Toronto is still an elite offense. You know, They average 5.22 runs per game. They're an MLB best .7930 OPS. You know, and even the Blue Jays pitching staff, I mean, top 10 with a 3.89 ERA, 3.08 strikes per walks ratio. And maybe they can find that effective arm coming up. And that's Jose Barrios, who's actually coming back to play his former ballpark at Target Field. I mean, Barrios has been incredible this season. 12-8, 3.45 ERA, 187 strikeouts. I just think right now, the issue with the Jays is, can they get a solid start out of Barrios? And if he's pitching at this high level, which he is, I mean, he's not walking a lot of guys, he's striking out a lot of guys and not giving up a lot of runs, that's huge for the Jays. They need a big outing out of Barrios tomorrow. The offense is struggling. 2-for-8, like I said, with runners in scoring position. And again, this is not the time for a cold streak. It just isn't. Hopefully the Jays offense can find their way against someone that, you know, you can attack. And that's rookie Bailey Ober. Of course, Ober was on the mound Friday night after losing this matchup to the Blue Jays last weekend. He allowed 4 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks across 4 innings. So, this is a guy that you can attack. And let's face it, if Ober gets attacked early, the Minnesota bullpen, I don't think has the arms to handle coming in early in a game. I mean, you just look at their season, 4.46 ERA. So, I do like Barrios in this game. I do like the Blue Jays lineup to find a way. They need to find a way to get a W because it feels, I mean, I know I'm the optimist on this show, but it feels like things are starting to sputter. I don't know what it is, but Thursday night's game felt very similar to the Detroit loss when Marcus Semien made that error, and then in Toronto, and the Detroit loss where they lost on that outfield error inside the park home run. It just felt like tonight the bad vibes just piled up and piled up. And the thing about baseball is baseball does not slow down. The treadmill keeps going. And now you have the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox in a critical 3-game series where one team's going to gain and one team isn't going to gain. Or can the Blue Jays find a way to gain? I mean, it's sort of a lose-lose there, right? Now, Seattle, after sweeping Oakland in Oakland, is now only 1 back of the Toronto Blue Jays. Remember that Seattle Mariners team? The team that the Blue Jays should have swept back in August? That same team is finding a way to stay relevant. The Blue Jays, when they are on, are better than these teams. But right now, things are looking dicey. I hope I'm wrong. What a week this has been on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. And I've just been so grateful to occupy the microphone. I do want to give a shout out to my co-host, AJ Andrews, who is the longtime host of the show. She, of course, will be having surgery, so she'll be out for an extended period of time. So I wish her all the best. We're going to be back, though, next week, and I'm very excited to be welcoming on a lot of guests on the show, from Blue Jays writers to people on the ground reporting on this team. It's just going to be very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to bringing on a lot of unique voices to this podcast to chat about Canada's baseball team, the Toronto Blue Jays. Of course, the baseball season keeps going. The Blue Jays, they're back in action on Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And of course, I will be back on Tuesday, where we have a New York Yankees series. 3 games at home in Toronto. And then, of course, the 3 games in Baltimore. It's going to be fast. It's going to be furious. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just looking forward to being here as the co-host of the show on the Locked On Jays podcast. Before I let you go, though, remember, go to look at Locked On Bets. Betting on Major League Baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, raw team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. And from me, Locked On Blue Jays, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, you can find Locked On Blue Jays. I'm Lucas Weiss. Have yourself a lovely weekend. We'll be back next week. Take care.